You have to win the semifinals before you get to play for the national championship.
If Treasurer Steve Grossman considers the primary a semifinal, receiving the endorsement from the state Democratic Party at its June convention must have been a quarterfinal victory. Despite the party's support, Grossman has consistently lagged behind State Attorney General Martha Coakley in the polls.
I think we feel confident, but I know probably better than anybody that, you know, until all the votes are in and the votes are cast, we won't know what's going to happen.
The uncertainty stems from Coakley's 2010 loss to Republican Scott Brown in the race for the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the death of Ted Kennedy. The special election was a battle most Democrats expected her to win. Running against the two state office holders is former Medicare and Medicaid Administrator Don Berwick. He received nearly the same amount of delegates as Coakley at the convention, but has yet to make a dent in the polls.
I don't think people are paying much attention to the polls. You know, what I hear around the Commonwealth is that people want the kind of progressive agenda that I bring to this race. I'm the most progressive candidate in the race. I hear tremendous resonance with the positions that I'm taking. I'm the only candidate committed to single-payer health care for the Commonwealth, and so many people nod their heads.
Berwick says now is game time, believing debates and the release of television ads will allow him to make up ground. He's banking on his single-payer health care system proposal and his opposition to casinos.
It's an investment in people that centers on the basic values of social justice and equality and compassion in public life. That's the Commonwealth we can have. It's the Commonwealth we want, and it's what's going to get me into that general election.
Grossman sees increased public exposure in the final days of the primary race as a chance to sway poll numbers, believing debates will expose differences between the three Democrats.
I'm coming from behind. Martha Coakley's way better known, and she's been Attorney General for 8 years. But I believe that job creation, economic opportunity, and economic security are the number one issues. And frankly, if people want a jobs creator, I think they'll choose me. If they want a career prosecutor, they'll choose her, and I think it's that simple.
Meanwhile, Coakley believes her experience is the advantage.
As you might expect, a lot of the Democrats agree about equality and opportunity and fairness. So we are focused on, who brings the most experience to that office.
Along with candidate ads comes the influence of super PACs. The group Mass Forward aired a television ad supporting Grossman and attacking Coakley for her opposition to a proposal that would have limited people to one gun purchase per month. The statute did not make it into the state's new gun law. Under recently passed state legislation, super PACs must disclose who their donors are. And as Grossman says, one of them was his 92-year-old mother, Shirley.
If my mother says Steve's been a terrific treasurer and he'll be a terrific governor and decides to support something that I had nothing to do with without discussing with me, who am I to reject my mother's support?
Coakley's campaign responded with an ad urging Grossman to disavow the super PAC support, saying it distorts the political process.
I have said, and I'm willing to today, and will be if I'm successful in the primary, that I will sign a people's pledge, as Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown did, to disavow that outside money. But I think, you know, as we focus on our positive message and moving forward, I'm hopeful that people will not pay attention to the super PAC message.
Grossman contends Coakley benefited from super PAC support back in 2010. As an outsider, Berwick believes people are fed up with political bickering.
They're looking for a candidate that isn't the status quo, someone that isn't talking about typical political speak and, you know, special interest lobbyists. They want somebody to lead in a direction, and that's what I'm offering. And I think that can overcome the influence of this money.
And as for the general election, endorsed Republican candidate Charlie Baker, who lost to Governor Deval Patrick in 2010, faces a primary challenge from Tea Party candidate Mark Fisher. Patrick, a Democrat, is not seeking re-election. Jeff McCormick, Evan Falchuk, and Scott Lively have qualified for November's ballot as independents. Berwick says he's excited to go toe-to-toe with Baker.
Well, I can't wait to debate Charlie Baker, and I think it's very important that this Commonwealth, that this office stay in the Democratic column. Right now, of course, I'm focused on the primary.
Banking on his business experience, Treasurer Grossman says he's the Democrat who can beat Baker.
Charlie Baker will focus on two things. I'm the job creator, and I've done it. And he'll say, I'm the guy who knows how to run government effectively, and I've done it. And so the Democratic nominee has to be able to demonstrate clearly and unequivocally that you've done those things better than Charlie Baker.
Coakley has maintained a steady lead over her fellow Democrats, but it has dwindled by roughly 8 points over the past month as Grossman has gained. The primary is scheduled for September 9th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.